Welcome to the Magic and Mindfulness Podcast. You're joining me, Amy Maxwell, on my journey of understanding the world of light magic in order to cultivate mindful living. I'm so excited for you to join me on this path of discovery.
Everyone, welcome back, and I hope you're enjoying these little mini updates as I'm getting ready to kick off season three. But in the meantime, since I shared with you a few weeks ago my update on my Kundalini awakening, I thought it was really important to follow up with an episode on grounding and spiritual protection. But first of all, I just wanted to say a massive thank you to all of you. The response to my last episode was so lovely. I had a lot of messages just saying how much this episode had resonated with you, how much it helped some of you feeling less alone as you've moved through similar experiences. Some of you were just so fascinated by it. But overall, I had such lovely, lovely feedback. So I just wanted to say thank you so much. It really means the world to me to receive this kind of feedback because, yeah, I think you can probably tell, but it's not easy to kind of put yourself out there in such a vulnerable way because there is a lot of judgment that moves around, I think, unfortunately, in the spiritual space, like in other industries, of course. But I think you're never going to be able to do everything completely right. But I do feel like the more I speak my truth on this podcast and the more I open up, the more wonderful the sort of reactions are. So yeah, let's see how it goes. But I'm so happy that I did it and it made me feel really, it just really made me feel really happy to have put that out there. And because the podcast, since I launched it, my main intention was to really just be there for others that are moving through awakenings or movements or opening up curiosity into this space. So yeah, so really thank you so much for all your feedback and all your thoughts, reflections. I really appreciate it. So just wanted to say thank you. And to everyone that inquired about Satu as well from the training, I had linked her in the last episode. So if you are curious about learning more from Satu, who was the lady that gave the training where, you know, the Kundalini awakening happened, I would obviously highly recommend her. So you can check back to the last solo episode of me and click to find her in the show notes. So I thought after sharing my Kundalini awakening experience that is still super fresh. It only happened around 6 weeks ago. So as I move through this podcast, as always, you know, I'll continue to share what's moving through. To be honest, right now, I'm just taking every day at a time. As I mentioned in the last episode, things are still landing. I'm starting to see a lot more within sort of my mind's eye. And yeah, maybe I won't go too much into detail into that now because things are still landing and dropping into my physical body that are just continuing to unfold. So I would actually rather just kind of sit with that myself rather than share all the details of what's happening to me. But yeah, all is well. And I'm really happy to be recording these solo episodes as I start to also on the side record some guest speakers for season three. So I'm very excited about what's to come for season three. But before I move into more details of the importance of grounding and spiritual protection for this episode, I just wanted to say, as a little reminder, we also have launched Patreon. And the Patreon is really exciting because it's somewhere that we can basically all go to continue to share, learn, and just enjoy more content as part of this podcast. So with every Patreon episode, you'll receive a bonus podcast episode every month. So we have one this month where I interview Jewel Mondrose. Maybe you remember her from season two. She's a really good friend of mine. And we always just generally, whenever we meet up, we can just never stop talking about, you know, things within the spiritual space. And she's a psychic and a tarot reader. So I wanted to interview her on this kind of theme of spiritual protection and what she does to help ground herself and protect herself with the work that she's doing. So you can find that on the Patreon. So that's happening this month. You'll also receive a practical magic library that we're starting to grow, which contains audio activations by me. And maybe I didn't really hype this up as much as I should have, but I'm so excited about these audio activations. You can kind of think of them as meditations, but they're actually audio guides where I take you through activations or meditations, whatever you want to call them. So I have one calling in the elements. I also recorded one on protection. And then as well as the activations, you'll receive spells and rituals every month, plus exclusive newsletters with discounts to products and events. We're going to do regular online events and also a dedicated community space via Discord where we can just chat, have conversations and just share more about ourselves. You can get this for only €4.44 a month euros. So all of this content you can get for just a very small amount monthly. And it also just helps me and my team to just kind of keep doing these podcasts. So if that sounds good to you, then I've linked the Patreon in the show notes. So you can go check that out and also enjoy an extra episode with Jewel this month as part of the Patreon. All right, cool. So yeah, since moving through my Kundalini experience, I've decided to break down today's episode into three key themes to help you on your path of spiritual protection. So these key themes I thought would just help to guide, my conversation with you all. There's more that you can do around spiritual protection. And I would say, find what resonates for you as well as you start moving through your own practice and your own connection. And me and Jewel also discuss more of these tools in the episode on the Patreon episode. But I thought for ease, I would break these down into three nuggets. So the first one is grounding, the importance of grounding. The second one is finding yourself a mentor. And the third one is calling in support and protection. So those are what I'm going to speak to you about today. So the first one is grounding and the importance of grounding. And I cannot stress how important this is. And you might think this is a bit of a strange one to start with when we're talking about spiritual protection, because in essence, grounding is essentially kind of the opposite of, you know, connecting to source. You know, you can think about the chakras as you move through the chakras, the root chakra is completely, you know, the furthest in the physical body away from the crown chakra, if you're thinking of that in terms of kind of opposites. But when we're connecting to source or spirit or whatever, you know, term that you resonate with, if we're not grounded in our body, we can start to sort of be pulled into different realms or places, having that connection to spirit. And there can often be at times this kind of real wanting or needing to be somewhere else. And I think, you know, it's great to have curiosity and it's great to have connection to your spiritual guides. If you have that in your practice, or if you're just wanting to kind of ask your higher self for guidance, whatever it is, where you're sort of working more in the realms of, you know, the crown chakra and opening up to guidance. But I think if you're not grounded in your physical body, then it can cause a lot of issues. I myself am one of those people who needs so much grounding, just even if I'm not, you know, even if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, I'm not really connecting to my spiritual team, that's fine. But maybe you are subconsciously, you know, if you're asking for guidance or if you're looking for signs, you know, in my view, that's, you know, when you're really connecting to that higher source, that higher guidance there to help you. And if you're not feeling grounded in your physical body and just within yourself, it means that maybe we can be taken on paths that aren't potentially to serve our highest good. And it can be detrimental to a lot of other things like mental health, feeling disconnected from our body. And I've moved through so many of these, and I'm sure you also have at times as well, where you just feel this real dissociation from the body. So when you're starting to work with realms that are completely, you know, to be honest, completely unexplainable, and outside of the physical body, if you're not grounded, then, well, you can kind of see what's coming here. It's just not going to do yourself any favors. So the first one, it's so important to be grounded in your physical body. In my eyes, I think there are planets, realms, portals out there that we don't have explanations for. Maybe some of you have even traveled there before within your practice, but we are here for a reason. Our physical bodies and your soul have been connected. So you need to make use of this time on Earth, on planet Earth. So understand that you're here for a reason. Really connect to what resonates to you on Earth. Maybe ask yourself that question, why am I here? And that answer might not come straight away, but I think the more that we connect or can connect to a reason that we're here, even if we don't quite understand why, maybe we're just put here for that reason. And that's a huge call to come back into the physical body, that you're here to serve a purpose, whatever that purpose is for you. It can be very small, it can be very big, but your presence here on Earth is so important. And I often think about this of, you know, the way that things have unfolded in my life. And if I hadn't met certain people, even if it's been a very small introduction from that person to another person over time, that's put me on a path to where I am now. And that will be the same for you. So never underestimate, you know, every single person that you interact with. They're all here for a reason. Everyone is here for a reason. So maybe that helps for my first point. But secondly, grounding practices are so important. So whether that's just taking the time as you're walking every day to just notice where the feet land, feel the connection to the earth on your feet. Take some time, if you can, to go and get regular massages. I am so guilty of not doing this regularly enough. I have an amazing masseuse in Amsterdam, if anyone would like her contact. Her name is Dunya. And she does a shamanic Thai massage, and it's another level, and it just kind of completely releases things that you didn't even know were there. But yeah, if you can, get to a regular masseuse, because that connection to the physical body is just so powerful and so grounding, and you can really obviously then feel into your body. And if you can't afford to always get a massage, then you can also just give yourself your own massage. There's plenty of techniques that you can find online. And maybe it is just as simple as massaging into the feet every day. Or whenever you have a moment, just to kind of find that connection. And there's so many meridians connected through the feet that will stimulate and open up things. So the more we can kind of connect to the feet, the better really. And within the feet as well, if you can just get out and walk barefoot, that is also such medicine. Whenever you get out into nature, maybe just take a moment to place your hands onto a tree and, you know, feel the breath as it moves into the tree and back out. And then going barefoot walking. And, you know, you don't have to be full on hippie and just take your feet off in your city. I would not actually recommend to do that. although I did see someone in Amsterdam doing that the other day, barefoot walking in the middle of the street, and I was like, fair play. But I would say maybe go to your local beach if you have one close by, if you're lucky enough, or go out into the forest and just for a moment, even if it's for 5 minutes, just place your feet into the ground, feel that connection to the elements. And also, I've been working a lot, as I mentioned in the last episode, when I was moving through my Kundalini awakening, to that affirmation of I am here. I think affirmations are so powerful, and maybe you'd like to find one that resonates with you. But if you're feeling quite disconnected from the body, maybe as part of your meditation practice, or if you're feeling stressed or anxious as you're out and about in your daily life, you could come back to that affirmation, you know, placing one hand onto the belly, one hand onto the heart, and saying, I am here. just to really ground yourself back into the physical body. So those are some tips, and me and Jules speak of some more in detail in the Patreon as well. But I think, you know, hopefully those are helpful. Maybe you're already doing some of those. But I just cannot stress enough how important it is to be grounded in your physical body. And as I'm speaking this, you know, as part of this recording, I have to be honest that I notice now, and I'm sure you do as well, listening, that when I'm not grounding into my body enough, I can start to feel a lot more scattered in the headspace. So I know that it's, I don't want to say the word dangerous, but I'm not going to kind of launch myself into a meditation where I'm, you know, starting to really open and connect to the crown and above and beyond, because I'm not grounded enough in my physical body right now for, you know, different reasons. So I think it's also just paying attention to the signs of when you feel the right time to kind of go up into the higher chakras and start to call in spirit or protection. Make sure you're doing that from a grounded place. As part of the Patreon episode, Jewel also shares a really beautiful grounding meditation where she, you know, where she shares her connection to the earth. So those are so important, you know, so you can also look up grounding meditations online. Just make sure basically you're in a grounded space. I could talk about this all day. It's one of the most important parts, I think, of just finding connection to your own self in the work that we're doing. So number one is grounding. Number two, I think that we maybe sometimes, I think as this kind of huge mass awakening is starting to happen, which is amazing that it is, because there's this huge global shift of, you know, people starting to wake up to the fact that we're not treating this planet in a good way, in a sustainable way for our future. And we've been really kind of, I mean, okay, maybe not to go too deep into it because, it's heavy, but there's still a lot of injustice and huge issues, huge trauma that's unfolding literally as I'm recording this episode. And we are not there yet, are we, in terms of where we need to get to as a society, as a collective. But there is, on a level, this awakening happening. And if you're part of that awakening, you're probably listening to this podcast. You're probably, you know, checked in and curious and moving through your own journey of, you know, connecting to yourself, finding purpose, helping people more, opening your heart space to be of service to others. That's what the awakening is. But there is still a lot of injustice and sadness happening. So we need more people in this space to be there to guide and share light when there's still a lot of dark. So within that awakening, within this mass movement of people, you know, waking up, actually, which is also kind of, I feel like, what's happened to me in the last few years. I think it's so important and maybe not spoken about enough. Maybe you disagree, but get yourself a mentor in this space. I couldn't be here or wouldn't be here without mentors, and whether they're kind of loose mentors that, you know, you're kind of checking in with via social media, or, you know, you're showing up to their events or their courses, or maybe you're literally booking a very specific spiritual mentor or guide or whatever you want to call it, you'll notice. And that's, I think, you know, I hate social media in so many ways. But social media is amazing for finding, you know, like-minded souls. And that's also how this podcast has developed. And it's allowed me to kind of, you know, find people that resonate with me in the spiritual space. There are so many beautiful people out there doing amazing work. Some of those people I've interviewed on the podcast, but there are so many more. So I'm sure that you're following lots of people that inspire you in the spiritual community who you would, you know, think, oh, I really look up to them. And it seems like maybe they've moved through some things that I've been moving through and I've connected to. So I could obviously recommend some mentors. Feel free to connect with me separately. But I'll just list a few that I've found innately helpful. Christine Fredheim, who I spoke to as part of season one. Season two. She was on season two. She spoke to me and she knows the importance of grounding. She's a psychic medium. And I would just highly recommend her. She's been working in this space for a very long time. And I think, you know, it is important as, you know, newbies, maybe, if you want to call it, newbies moving through the space and you're just starting to explore, to get yourself a mentor. You know, we're always learning and you'll find that our mentors also have mentors. So there's no shame in getting yourself a mentor. In fact, I think it's the most amazing way to feel supported and then also broaden up your community and learn from other people. So I think that is so important to get yourself a mentor. Christine Fredheim has been a sort of indirect mentor to me. I also connect regularly with Nicole and Kat from House of Form Lab. So the spiritual, mystical, best shop in the world, in my opinion. They've been the best support system for me through my spiritual journey. Nicole, in terms of magic spells, connecting to the tarot, and Kat for crystal protection is, wow. We could literally do a whole episode on spiritual protection with crystals in itself. So anyways, those two ladies from House of Form Lab, also freaking amazing. And also Satu, that I spoke to from my last episode. She's linked in the show notes from my last episode. To be honest, there's so many other people in the space that really inspire me. And a few of them I've connected with on this podcast, but I've got my eye on a few more who I'd love to interview for season three. So anyways, get yourself a mentor, someone that resonates with you, and what they've moved through, maybe similar experiences before, or maybe you're looking for a little niche that they're working with, and they're able to help you. Just get yourself a mentor. It's highly, highly important. Also I should just mention one more. Pip Roberts as well. I absolutely adore her. She was, I interviewed her for season two as well. If you're a yoga teacher and you're looking for a mentor, she's also super grounded and kind of real as well. Anyways, I literally could just like carry on listing so many beautiful souls. And if you've listened to the podcast, maybe you've already found a connection with one of the people on there. Get yourself a mentor was my number two. All right, so third and finally, I think, is just that connection to spirit, but also the way that you do that, I think, is important, or the way that I've worked with my own practice, I find, and have refined my own practice to source as I've moved along. So the way that I would say to do that is to always ask for specific people in the sense of spirit, or maybe, you know, it's a past loved one, and that's why I've said people, of who you would like to call in and support you when you're finding moments of connection. So maybe those moments of connection are in your meditation practice. If you're a practitioner and a space holder, and you're connecting before your class or whatever you're facilitating, you could also call in spirit to support you. I think there's a little bit of a variation. So if you're kind of sat on your own in your own practice, you know, you can be maybe a bit more specific on who you'd like to support you. If you're, you know, giving a tarot reading, or if you're connecting one-on-one with someone, you can also help. You can ask or help and support from their spiritual team as well. If you're opening up a bigger space, normally I would never call in everyone's spiritual team, because it would be a huge party of spirits. But I don't know, again, whatever resonates for you. But I would say always make sure you're welcoming and setting up the space with an intention for protection and welcoming spirit into the space. But be specific of who you're calling in, who you're inviting in. So if that's your own spiritual team, welcome in your own spiritual team. Whoever's there to support you for your highest goods, be very clear about that. So you're not wanting to call in any unwanted visitors into your space. But what I've found is that if you're calling in that intention to reach your highest good, you shouldn't hopefully receive any unwanted visitors into your space. So be very clear with who you're wanting in. If you start to receive a presence that you might feel disconnected to, then you always have that power to say, again, who are you calling in? Who are you sending away with kindness? I also call in the elements for support and protection every time I'm setting up a space within my own practice, but also as part of deeper practices, as group practices, I will call in the elements for support and protection. So I often do this now within my sound healing. This can be done verbally. I think this is really nice actually to do this verbally at the beginning of a sound bath, or it can be done also mentally with intention. If you'd like to take a few minutes before the, whatever you're facilitating, you can also do that by calling in the elements for support and protection. This kind of ritual that I'll do has been a huge support system for me in feeling more protected, but also connected to the elements and spirit. I've recorded a guided elemental activation as part of the Patreon. So if you're kind of curious to receive that, then maybe check that out on the Patreon. It's an audio connection that you can always come back to. So if you're, starting to move with practicing in the space and you feel like you'd like to have support, then this audio activation is going to be there to help guide you so you can come back to it time and time again. And over time, you'll be able to do this for yourself as well. Also, another big one, I talked to Jewel more about this as well in our podcast conversation within the Patreon, is using crystals for protection. So me and Jewel share some of our favourites on the podcast. And coming back to this kind of mentorship piece, these crystals that I found have been shared with me by a cat from House of Form. And I think obviously you can use your own, judgment and your own intuition when choosing crystals. But without someone who has that knowledge base of crystals, I wouldn't have found the crystals that I'm using today. And it's been a huge game changer for me with sharing my own, public sound baths. Before, I was really I was basically opening up all my channels without fully grounding properly. I think it's really important as well to not feel guilty about that or to beat myself up about it, because again, like, we're all moving through the space and we're all finding what fits for us. But now I can really feel the difference within my own presence and my own physical body of being more grounded, because I have specific crystals that I bring with me to every sound bath that I facilitate. And it just helps me to, ground into my physical body. And it allows me to then open up my channels to help spirit flow through. I'm saying spirit, but whatever you resonate with, to flow through energy, for example, to flow through and move into, other bodies that I'm guiding. So I think crystals is very, very important. And I think it's just like moving through this with that intention of always calling in your higher good for help and support and your spiritual team. And slowly over time, the more you'll start to connect with this practice of calling in your spiritual team, which is my third point, is you'll start to notice their presence. You'll start to notice signs when they're coming up, when they're showing up. And I would just say, if you're asking for a sign, Don't be surprised when they start to show up. I literally just got shivers when I said that. Your spiritual team are there to support you. And I am just so grateful the more I work in this space to have found that connection to spirit. Because I think there's so many people that are moving through this earth who don't have that. Or they do have that, but they just don't know that it's there, that that support is there to help us when we're off track, when we need to be guided back. It's like you have this team to help you. Why not use it? And as long as you're calling in support, protection, and everything with the best intention, in my view, you can't go wrong. You know, if you're grounded in your physical body, and you're continuing to just work in the most safe space, you know, using your mentors, whatever it is. So those are my three tips for grounding and spiritual protection. I really hope you find them helpful. We discussed this more at length with Jewel in the extra episode on the Patreon. I'm sure there's plenty more that you've also connected through your own practice, but these are just what I found to be completely helpful for me. Maybe there'll be more down the line, and I'm still moving through, as I've mentioned, this awakening. So if things pop up, then I'll make sure to share them. But other than that, I hope you found that helpful. And as always, feel free to connect across Instagram. You can find us at Magic and Mindfulness. And I would love to hear from you. And as always, stay well and stay safe. And I'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Magic and Mindfulness podcast. The podcast designed for the modern mystic and spiritually curious. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to follow us on Instagram to stay connected. And before we close, I'd just like to end with a very special thank you to my co-producer, George Lasbury. Stay well and see you soon.